time to talk sport now with Nathan Rarity. Nathan, the big money of golf, it never ceases to amaze.
No, but Rory doesn't. He's turned his nose up at it, Corin. He's turned his nose up at it. Yeah, he's shot down rumours of a big money move to LIV Golf, saying that he will play on the PGA Tour for the rest of his career. A report by the London financial paper, City AM, said that the four-time major winner had been offered $1.4 billion to join the Saudi Arabian-backed circuit, but the Northern Irishman told the Golf Channel he won't be switching.
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from LIV, and I've never contemplated going to LIV. I think I've made it clear over the past 2 years that I don't think it's something for me.
The Crusaders are treating this weekend's Super Rugby game against the Western Force as a must-win. The defending champions are second to last in the standings with just one win from eight games. They're still in playoff contention. Assistant coach Tamati Allison says they can't afford to lose Saturday night's game in Perth.
The numbers show us the efforts there. It's a matter of making sure we stay connected and we keep trusting ourselves and keep trusting in our plan. Kind of one look at the table and that's motivation enough. You know, the Force are just around the corner and it's a must win.
Former All Blacks skills coach and current Fijian Drua Super Rugby coach Mick Byrne has been named head coach of the Fiji national team. He replaces Simon Raiwalui, who stepped down from the role at the end of last year. Rafael Nadal made a victorious return from a long injury layoff as he beat Italian Flavio Cavoli in the Barcelona Open first round. The 22-time Grand Slam champion, who could be in his final year before retirement, is playing his first match since January because of a hip injury and abdominal issues. The head of cycling's global governing body says the decision by World Athletics to award prize money at this year's Paris Games goes against the Olympic spirit. Athletics became the first sport to offer prize money to Olympic champions when it was announced last week that gold medalists in Paris will each earn about $80,000. And the Eiffel Tower's countdown clock to the Paris Games has turned to 100 days. The Olympic torch was lit in ancient Olympia earlier this morning and will reach France next month in the port city of Marseille. Koinanga, Purongo, Hakina, Kina. That's your sports news.